Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. February is Black History Month. In recognition of that, we will revisit Charlotte Blake Alston, a Philadelphia storyteller and friend of the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild. I won't bore you with a litany of her accomplishments. Her skills and talents are evident in her storytelling. I will draw two stories from her CD, Wading in the Water. Both tales are of African origin. Charlotte's telling of them is what makes them special. Here is what I mean.
The Cowtail Switch. There was once a man by the name of Ogalusa, who had 5 sons and 1 on the way. Well, Ogalusa was known as a great and powerful hunter, and at times he would set off alone hunting, other times he would take his sons with him. Well, on one particular day, Ogalusa said goodbye to his wife, to his sons, and he set off down the path to hunt. Well, the sun crossed the sky, and Ogalusa had not returned, and the sons turned to one another and said, "Our father has not returned." Well, they lay down to sleep that night, awoke the next morning, the sun began its journey across the sky, and still Ogalusa had not returned. And again the sons turned to one another and said, "Our father has not returned." Well, several days passed, but the number of times the sons turned to one another and said, "Our father has not returned," grew less and less, until the day came when no one spoke the name of Ogalusa. Well, several months passed, and that baby was born. And the child looked into its mother's eyes and appeared alert and bright, and ate and grew strong and crawled about the village and pulled himself up and walked about and watched other children, girls with their mothers, boys with their fathers. And when he was able to put together enough words to form a sentence, he turned to his mother at an evening meal and posed a question, "Where is my father?" And again the brothers turned to one another and said, "Yes, our father has not returned. Let us go and look for him." So they picked up their hunting weapons, and they set off down the path that Ogalusa took. Well, they walked for a time, and soon they came upon the rusted hunting weapons of Ogalusa, and not far from those weapons lay what was left of their father. It appeared as though he had been attacked by a lion, and the brothers dropped to their knees and began to wail and to moan, and their grief was so deep, their cries reached the heavens, and the elements took pity and converged and imbued each one with a power. And the first one stood and said, "I feel I have the power to reconnect our father's bones," and he set about that task. The second said, "I feel I have the power to put on the fiber and sinew and muscle," and he set about that task. The third said, "I feel I have the power to let the blood run through our father's veins once more." The fourth, "to lay on the flesh." And the last one said, "I feel I have the power to breathe life into our father." And he breathed into Ogalusa, and Ogalusa's chest began to rise and fall. And they lifted their father, and they brought him back to the village. Well, Ogalusa stayed in his hut for 9 days, and when he emerged, he had shaved his head, as was the custom if one was said to have returned from the land of the dead. And a feast was held. A cow was killed, the meat was cooked, the tail of the cow cut off and given to Ogalusa as a reminder of what had happened to him, the ends of the tail decorated with strips of leather and cowrie shells and beads. And Ogalusa walked about with that cowtail switch, thinking of what had happened to him, and decided that he would give the cowtail switch to the child who was most responsible for his return. Well, he assembled all the members of the village and announced what he was to do. Well, immediately they began to argue among themselves about who should get that cowtail switch. Some said the one that reconnected the bones in the first place. Others said the one that put on the fiber, sinew, and muscle. Some said the one that allowed the blood to course through his veins. Others the one that laid on flesh. Some said the one that breathed life into their father. The brothers themselves could not decide. Well, on the third day, Ogalusa reassembled them all and said, "Today I have made my decision. I will give this cowtail switch to my youngest child. For had he not asked the question, "Where is my father?" I would still be lying cold and stiff in the land of the dead. And it underscored a long-held belief of the Liberian people that a man is not truly dead unless he is forgotten. And so it is that we must speak the stories of our lives, the stories of our histories, or the possibilities of human understanding may lie cold and stiff in the land of the dead. I first heard this story told by Ajemu Mutima from Gainesville, Florida. Since then, I've come across two versions of the story. There was once a little girl who thought she had ordinary hands. While all the children in the village, her sisters, her brothers, her friends, could make beautiful things with their hands, no matter what the little girl made, it just did not seem to come out as beautiful as theirs. Now, this little girl had gifts that she had not recognized. It was said that when she walked into a garden, the buds opened, and their perfume was even sweeter. It was said that she had a way with animals. But this little girl measured her gifts and her worth according to what she saw others do. There was going to be a great celebration in the village for a woman who had given so much and was now old and had lost her eyesight. All the children were asked to make something with their hands to present to the old woman as a token of their love and their respect. Well, all the children began to gather together sticks and twigs and pieces of fabric and string and began to make beautiful things with their hands. But the little girl who thought she had ordinary hands went down to the river, where she often went when she was feeling sad. The river seemed to soothe her, and she sat there at the edge of the water, looking out on the water, watching the light from the sun dance on the water. And as she sat there, the river seemed to call to her, "Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water. Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water." The little girl stood up. She couldn't believe the river was actually singing to her. Well, by the time she stood, the sun had crossed the sky and it had grown dark. The little girl went to her home and lay down, and she slept a deep sleep. And in her sleep, she dreamed a deep dream. And in her dream, once again, the river seemed to call to her, "Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water.
Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water.
The little girl awoke and couldn't believe in her dream the river was calling to her. Well, the day of the celebration came, and all of the children gathered together the things that they had made and went to the home of the old woman, and one by one began to present their gifts, their tokens of love and esteem and respect. But the little girl, who thought she had ordinary hands, once again went down to the river, and there she sat, looking at the light from the sun dancing on the water. And as she sat there looking out on the water again, the river seemed to call to her.
Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water. Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water.
This time, the little girl stretched forth her hands, and the light that was dancing on the water began to dance within her fingers and moved up her arms, and she felt a warmth and an energy she had never felt before. And the river called to her and said, "My child, take this light and place it in a jar and give this to the old woman." Well, the little girl raced home with the light dancing in between her fingers, and she placed it in a jar and placed a lid on the jar and went to the home of the old woman. And when she entered, all the children had presented their gifts and were sitting at the feet of the old woman, listening to the stories of her life. And the little girl stepped forward with the jar and said, "Oh, great mother, though I did not make this with my hands, here is my gift." And the old woman took the jar and held it close to her heart and said, "Child, though you did not make this with your hands, I feel there is much love in this jar." And she removed the lid from the jar, and the light filled the room. It was so bright the children had to cover their eyes, and they could hear the old woman laughing at them. And when they opened their eyes, the old woman was sitting there, looking at them. And she said, "My child, this gift of love and light is the greatest gift of all, because it has restored my eyesight. From now on, you will be known as a healer. We have within our hands, in our hearts, in our intentions, our actions, the power to heal, to transform our human relationships."
Hold out your hands, child. Open up your heart, child. Watch the sparkling light, child, as it dances on the water. Do you believe in love?
That was Charlotte Blake Alston. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free. That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.